You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
7, 11, 22, 29, 38, and 4. Those were the winning numbers on the Mega Millions ticket, where someone in New Jersey just won $1.13 billion.
Yeah, that is great. Wow,
that is great, though. Maybe he'll get out of New Jersey.
I feel like Jersey people are lifers. Like they, if you're born in Jersey, you stay in New Jersey.
They love it. I respect that cultural thing. Like, this is my home. I don't leave my home.
But New York people are like, I can't wait to get out of here. But
at some point, they're like, yeah, they bail.
But I always look at New Jersey and New York as kind of the same thing, but it's clearly different attitudes. But somebody is now $1 billion.
$1.1 billion richer.
It's crazy. Now, if you didn't win, which you probably didn't, the Powerball. Powerball drawing is tonight, $865 million.
Yeah, I got two Powerball tickets that I hit. I matched the Powerball, but nothing else. That gets me $2. So those are my two. I'm going to use those two to buy two tickets for tonight's Powerball.
It's only a dollar to buy a Powerball ticket?
No, it's $2.
It's $2.
So what time do the Powerballs drop?
11 Eastern.
Okay. I'm never up that late.
Yeah.
You just have to find out the next day. It's like something to sleep on. Krispy Kreme was trending yesterday. They announced a partnership with McDonald's. I think this is really smart.
Yeah, I had the scoop on that.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Former intern Wiki Ryan alerted me to that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What is he doing?
Sorry, Rob.
You shouldn't say that.
I know.
It's very territorial.
Well, Rob didn't have the info, what's wrong with that?
I did have the info. I thought it was old news. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Well, it was announced yesterday. Did you have an inside track on the information?
I heard about it like a month or so ago.
Did you?
Yeah, it didn't say a word.
Yeah,
why are you holding out?
I think Rob's in a super secret type of a club.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last time I didn't tell TJ about something, it was that orange Frosty, and he got upset that when he couldn't get it that day, so that's why I was holding it out.
That's true. You're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yeah. Well, it's not even available yet.
Zoom ain't gonna work next reaction. Time. We need to talk to Ryan.
Intern Wiki Ryan also alerted me to something else big.
Huh.
Whataburger is coming to Charlotte.
I did see that.
That's nice.
Yeah. We do have Whataburgers here, but apparently it's not any way related
No, there's a local one in Mooresville here. Drive-in kind of thing.
There's a couple of them.
I think the local ones don't have hyphens in their name.
They don't. Right. And they spell it W-H-A-T.
Yeah.
And the other one, I think, is just W-A-T.
Okay. Yeah, Whataburger's coming here. But let me just quickly say, Krispy Kreme, McDonald's, you're going to be able to buy Krispy Kremes in McDonald's, I think, in 2026. So it's a little ways away, but I think it's a great idea. And then Diddy's lawyers are saying about the raid that it was, what did they call it?
Unnecessarily militaristic raid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Donald Trump said, shut up.
Yeah, right.
Because when I'm saying that, Diddy's saying that I'm, I need to be banished from society.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Puffy said that about him.
You know,
he's a white, the type of white person that needs to be banned.
Oh, great. Diddy's in some hot water this week. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right. Rob thinks that somebody's scamming him. And he's wondering if anybody else is going through this sort of suspicion as well when it comes to getting your food delivered to you. We'll do that next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word
for Wednesday, March 27th, Easter. Again, that word is Easter.
If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
My name is TJ, and I don't ever use food delivery services, those Uber Eats and whatnot. It's not because I'm afraid of the technology. It's just because I just don't ever have a need in it, really. And if anybody is with me that wants food delivered, they have the app, and they do it. Okay? But the Tech D Rob does it all the time. I mean, all the time. So now when they give you that option that you're supposed to tip ahead of time, he thinks that that they may be trying to scam people to get a bigger tip. And how are they doing that, Rob, do you think?
After I ordered, it showed who was going to pick up the item. It showed the name, and then it said, on a bike.
So the delivery person was going to be on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so then you started thinking, well, maybe the tip that I left is not enough for a bicycle person.
Because it was a good distance on a bike. It was like 30-minute bike ride.
And then what happened when they delivered the food?
It was in a car.
Yeah, showed up in a car.
That could have been a scam.
It could have been. So, but you don't know they're on a bike until after you've already ordered and tipped, right?
Right, but there's an option like when your
to meals tip more. Yeah,
yeah. When it's completed, it'll say, "Hey, if you want to adjust your tip, you may right now."
Yeah, I was just double checking. I knew that was there. Yeah. I was double checking to make sure you didn't know because then you'd have to make it an extra step to let me throw them $5 more because they're on a bike kind of thing.
Yeah. I think that's what they're going for.
Sympathy tips is what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if you did tip it more and then they showed up in the car? Would you take it away?
I don't know. I don't know when it alerts them, but I'd be scared to take something away from somebody but that knows where I live.
Can you adjust the tip after they've delivered the food?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well then
I think I would adjust. I'm like, you kind of tried to play me there. I don't appreciate that. See, I don't think I like that.
Would you put a note in?
No. I wouldn't try to scold them or anything, but I think I would consider changing it.
I wouldn't tip any more if they're delivering it on a bicycle or in a car. That wouldn't matter to me. I'd be tipping them the proper amount to begin with. And their mode of transportation is their choice. I don't have anything to do with that. All I know is I ordered food, I paid for the food, and I tipped them. Whatever percentage for the delivery. However they get it here is their business.
Yeah, 20% is 20%.
Would you tip a server more? I would.
No.
Or like with somebody with a cast on? Like I think there's ways to kind of get more money out of a table. I would tip more.
I think a lot of women fake being pregnant when they're working in the service industry.
Yeah.
Your server comes to the table, Rick, and you're in a restaurant, and he has a cast on his arm.
Yeah.
You're more likely to give him a bigger tip?
Not if it's a dude for some reason. If it's a girl, I'm like, oh, poor thing.
So girl with a cast gets a bigger tip than girl without a cast.
She's working harder.
I would go the other way, though. Service isn't going to be as good.
Yeah.
Like you can't, you know, most of the time, I know some people who were probably born without limbs and whatnot have overcome, but if you've just got a broken collarbone, then you're not going to be able to get the plates on the table and all as efficiently as somebody with two arms who's, you know, used to doing two arms. So I'm going to go a lower tip on that.
You get nothing.
No, I'll give her a little something.
But let her know that you're not happy.
No, I don't have to let her know anything.
But tip will.
Well, under 20%. Again, yeah. It'd be like maybe 2%.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one arm, you know, that carries a lot of weight.
Thanks for nothing.
All right, so we have found the perfect new career for Ace. And we'll read the job description to him and probably have him quit right here on the spot when he finds out about it. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So as we start a new business, like a lot of people, you know, Ace and I have started a new business here. The only difference is that we waited until we were in our 50s to start the new business, try to get it off the ground. But when you're doing that, you know, you go through growing pains, and sometimes, you know, you might want to pick up a little job on the side here or there, making ends meet and so forth. And so I always stay on the lookout for such things. Now, this wouldn't be a job for me, but this would be perfect for you, Ace, if you want to pick up some extra money.
All right.
The online gambling site BetUSA is looking to hire a wiener connoisseur. The person will visit 30 major league ballparks and check out the wieners at each one. You'll get to taste test dozens of hot dogs, but they really don't care how good they are. They just want you to measure each weenie to see which major league club has the biggest and smallest.
Oh, my God.
And once you got your hands on one, you'll need to measure the length and the diameter, a.k.a. the Garth Brooks of it, and also how heavy it is. But it's not a full-time gig, so you'd still be able to do your duties here with the Ace and TJ Network. But they don't expect you to handle all these wieners for free. They will pay you a little bit. You get game tickets, travel expenses, and you get $2,500. They're also going to throw in a $500 gift card for MLBShop.com and a subscription to MLB TV.
Oh, yeah. How do I get that job? I would be a wiener connoisseur.
Well, I don't know here. They may say that you're not eligible because you're overqualified. Now that I'm reading the fine prints. It says you can apply on their website between now and April 18th. Just enter your name and email, then write a short pitch for why you're the most qualified person to measure wieners. Okay. Now, that story came from Axios, so I wasn't on Axios because I don't think they would allow me to be on Axios, being a conservative and all, such as I am. But somebody had alerted me to it and sent me the story. So...
You did that whole story just for that first 5 seconds.
That's right.
You could have skipped the whole thing.
Well, the rest of it was kind of tongue in cheek.
Yeah, sure. Well, it worked. You got to measure the wieners, the girth,
and the weight.
The weight.
And And he got to use his favorite expression, Girth Brooks. Which he loves.
Yeah, so...
he managed to make that work.
Hey, how much does the weenie weigh?
Do you have to bring a scale with you?
Yeah, I would think
probably. So. You're going to look odd.
Well, I mean, you're in there, you know, for a purpose, though. That's your job.
Yeah, you're working.
The weenie, excuse me. Weenie connoisseur.
Weenie connoisseur coming through.
It's probably weirder when you pull out the tape measure. Right. What is that guy doing?
You think? Just make sure you hold it up really high while you're doing it. It's not in your lap.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
On TJ's podcast today, which will be posted at around 10 Eastern on our Ace and TJ family app and YouTubes and all of that, we're gonna be cooking. We're making pear salad today. It came up yesterday how disgusting pear salad looks, and so
sounds gross.
We're gonna make some pear salad, so you don't want to miss that. You know, just in time for your Easter dinner. One of the most beloved children's authors in history of American literature, or even world literature, I would say, is a fellow named Shel Silverstein. Shel Silverstein. Mm-hmm. He wrote The Giving Tree, one of his most famous works. Mm. Did you know that he was in the smut business? Shel Silverstein was in the smut business. He was providing for himself, trying to break into the children's book and poem and all industry by working in the smut industry.
Wow.
He was basically a sex worker, as they would call it today.
What did he do?
He was a cartoonist for Playboy for 40 years.
You're kidding.
So like dirty cartoons.
I'm kidding. The only kind I've ever heard of being in Playboy, yeah. Except for political cartoons, and I bet he wasn't doing that. He's making caricatures with, you know, oversized features.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what cartoonists do, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there he is, Mr. Giving Tree.
Okay.
You see some of his work?
I Googled it, and apparently, yeah, he does, yeah.
I'll tell you where the sidewalk ends, yeah. Right between those muffins.
what was really going on under that tree?
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's giving, all right. Giving it to you. Giving it to you.
Yeah. He apparently, there are a few of them here. They're not as racy, I guess, as you would think, but there are a few of them here that are pretty racy.
But, I mean, if you saw them and somebody just told you out of nowhere, showed it to you on the street, man on the street interview, said, look at this cartoon. You know who did that? Shel Silverstein. You'd laugh and walk away from him. Say, stop trying to besmirch his good name.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. He's got a good job for 40 years, and he tells his wife, baby, I want to write poetry for kids. She's like, get your back to Playboy and shut up.
Like, we know we've got that money coming in every month. Come on.
I want to give it a shot.
And, you know, I wonder if anybody knew that back then, because back then,
that was
frowned upon for crossing those worlds.
Oh, sure.
Now it's encouraged. For the most part, in a lot of areas of children's learning.
It would have been really easy to conceal that back then, too.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it today, but then, yeah, nobody. That's fascinating. I wonder if anybody knew at the time.
Oh, here comes that perv Shell.
Yeah.
Shell walking through the halls.
You ever see his garage? He's got all kinds of dirty books in there.
Wait until you really know what the giving tree's giving.
Mr. Smut Peddler is what
he was. That's wild.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, what's coming up in Now Trending, Riggins?
Everything you need to know coming up in Now Trending.
And more.
I'm glad I asked.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so somebody in New Jersey won the Mega Millions last night. Yeah. Maybe they're a listener of the show. I don't know. We do have that app.
Could be, yeah.
Could be. We could have $1 billion radio family member.
There were a considerable number of people that won. Is it a million?
Yeah.
The match, if you think they were like 8 or 10 tickets that won $1 million last night also.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't understand how any of this works, like how you get it, but I know none of them were in our listening.
Yeah, you match a certain number and then it's different dollar values. Like if you just match the Powerball, you get $2.
Okay.
But if you match, you know, like three out of the others, then you are four out of the others, you'll get this much or that much. You know.
Yeah. What did you match, Rob, one time? Was it Rob that you matched five numbers but didn't have the Powerball?
No, it was like three numbers and the Powerball.
And the Powerball. Yeah. Three numbers and the Powerball. And Rob got like, what, $50?
It wasn't great.
We thought it would have been a lot more. They were like, nope, it's $50. You
know? It's not bad. It's better than nothing.
Hey,
better than a sharp stick in the eye.
It's enough to go buy more lottery tickets.
Right. But now you won't ever win again.
Right.
See, and that's the thing. If you win a million when it's a billion, or, you know, after taxes, you'll end up getting about, I don't know, $77. But you've blown your odds of ever winning the lottery again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well quit playing any kind of big money then.
I tell them, keep it. I want to keep playing.
Don't give me that million.
So Diddy is the top trending topic at the moment. Mm. People still reacting to the raids on his homes in Los Angeles and Miami. TMZ has some video of him being intercepted by federal agents right outside of his airplane, and his like 25-year-old assistant was arrested, and people are calling him the drug mule because he was arrested for cocaine.
And didn't he play basketball for Clemson or something? When he was a basketball player?
He is a wormy looking little dude.
He was a college basketball player, and I thought they said he played for Clemson.
Really?
Well,
that would be wild.
This other lawsuit that's come out now as part of this whole deal, they've unearthed a music producer named Rodney Jones has a $30 million lawsuit against Diddy that includes a variety of things. He accuses Diddy of sexual abuse, and in court papers, he talked about Diddy's alleged trafficking parties and his access to famous and important people, including Prince Harry.
Yeah.
And then Cuba Gooding Jr.'s name comes up. The guy says an amended version of the lawsuit of money accuses Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexual assault.
Yeah, but they don't accuse Harry of doing anything.
They don't accuse Harry of doing anything
except giving Puffy some classy cred.
Oh, well, that would help.
Yeah, but his name surfaced in the deal, but I don't know why your name surfaces when you're not involved in anything. That seems unfair. But
yeah,
okay.
It does. So earlier this week, I told you, Rebel Wilson, you know, she was Fat Amy in, what was the movie called?
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. I like her, but she's got this memoir coming out, and in it she dedicates a whole chapter to how much of an awful person Sacha Baron Cohen is. And I went, "What? Who's got a beef with Sacha Baron Cohen? I thought everybody loved him. He was Borat." And it's come out now. And now I'm starting to think this is all a gag. She says they were working on a movie in 2016. He called her onto set. She wasn't supposed to be working. And he pulls his pants down and asks her to do something to his bottom. And she said, "I was very uncomfortable with it. And it was in front of an entire crew of people. And it was for a shot." And that's one instance of him being a freak jerk, is basically what she's saying. Mm. Now, he's come out and said, "This is not true. These are false allegations. There's a lot of video supporting my side."
Yeah, wouldn't it be easy to disprove?
Now it's getting so weird. I kind of feel like, is this like a Borat bit kind of thing? So, yeah. I'm going to share a crazy story coming up next week.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, "Hey, I'm loving life"? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
We did it, Joe. We did it. It's National Joe Day.
What does that mean?
You celebrate everybody named Joe, or a variation of Joe. Josephine, Joseph,
Jody,
Jodine, Jody.
That's dumb.
Why do we celebrate names? Because names.
Do they have National Steve Day, yeah. National Bob Day?
But I would think if you're going to celebrate a person's name day, it would be the man who was there finding a place for baby Jesus to be born.
Yeah. Right around Easter.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's Joseph.
Joseph.
Okay.
We can't celebrate
I'll celebrate that, Joseph, but to celebrate everybody named Joe is dumb.
Wow.
Everybody gets a birthday. Joe. That's your day of celebration. You don't get to celebrate just because you're I don't expect anybody to have a National David Day and we celebrate everybody named David. That's just stupid.
Well, if we do, we need to throw it in the trash. Because
what about the people who, yeah.
Get rid of David Day.
Thank you, Rob. What about people who have a weird name that nobody else has? They have an unusual name. They don't get a day of celebration.
Yeah, but I mean, not cool. You don't have to like throw them a party or anything or give them a gift.
I don't know.
It's just kind of a, "Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Where are you going with that gun in your hand?"
Yes.
Jimi Hendrix.
Well, I wanted to get y'all's opinion on this because I don't know much about football. What is the deal with, I saw that the NFL is banning the hip drop tackle, and I watched some videos of that. Of the tackle that they're talking about, and it just looks like they're tackling somebody.
Right.
So is this a good move for the NFL or a bad move for the NFL? Is this the continuing
softening
of
wussification
of the wussification of sports in America?
Yeah, that
is it.
Yeah,
it certainly seems that way.
Because it just seemed like explain what it is.
When you grab them around
the waist and then fall?
when you tackle somebody. It's rarely done the way it's supposed to be done now. Now they tackle with just like trying to knock somebody down. They don't wrap their arms around them and drive them back, backwards and into the ground. So if you want to wrap somebody up and they're running, there's a technique that you wrap them and then slide down their legs and then spin, do a little spin thing. And it's pulling people's hips out of joint and things like that. It is injuring people.
They say it results in about 25 times the rate of injury as a typical tackle.
Okay. Well, people were very upset about it on the internet, saying we're moving towards flag football. And I know that's an argument that gets thrown out every time you make a change.
Well, and one of the arguments once again, they've changed the rules. It's really unfair for a defensive player. It makes it makes it even harder to be a defensive player.
There's going
to
be a lot of flags next year.
Yeah, well, and you're going to see a lot more scoring, which is what they want. They want to ramp up scoring, so they make it harder and harder on defensive players.
Yeah, once they invented the helmet, then it all got soft from right. there. Just a bunch of, you know, little feminine men out there running Shit around doors. Worried about getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone looks like Harry Styles out there throwing the pigskin.
They ought to get off the team and go get in the band and play the piccolo or something.
I met the most millennial couple the other day, and I forgot to mention, but I think you're going to really enjoy what they told me about their sweet shelter dog. I'm going to share it with you next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Okay, so I used to live in the city for a long time. Everybody just kind of minds their business. They say the city is where you go to disappear, and it's true. People just, they mind their own business. They keep walking. But when you move up to the suburbs and you finally interact with people, they're very excited to talk. And the other day I was walking around and I come upon this millennial, my age couple, and they've got a really cute dog. And it looks like a really tiny husky, if that makes sense, like a Siberian husky, but really small. It's got a lot of fur on it. And I said, oh my gosh, that's really cute. What is that? And then that opens the floodgates when you ask, like, what is that? Well, he survived a flood. And I forget where they said, somewhere out of the country, like Ecuador. Like, I didn't even know they had that much rain in Ecuador. But he survived a flood, and he flew to Cincinnati with a rescue effort. And then we drove out there and we picked him up. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. You know, I'm giving him all the things they want to hear. And they say, your dog's really fluffy too. Do you have to do the old backyard bidet? like rinsing them down. So sometimes. And they go, here's a little trick. Here's what we do. We spray his bottom with watered down fabric softener. Wait a minute.
Really?
What is that? I guess to
make it nonstick.
I guess so. But I guarantee you, if the people that rescued this dog from Ecuador from a flood find out that you're spraying your dog with a fabric softener, Bounce, or Downy, they are going to come claim that dog, and they're going to rip it from your arms, and you're going to be devastated. So maybe just keep that to yourself. But that's the level of love we're talking about with these, what they call dinks, dual income, no kids. They treat the dog like an actual child, which is, you make your own judgment about that. But they desperately love this dog. And the dog had a goofy name. It was like named Lemon Drop or something like that. My dog's name is Riley. I called him Rye Fly, then Fruit Fly. Now I just call him Fruit most of the time, just Fruit. So tell us the name of your dog. And the name you actually call your dog or cat. And show us the progression of how you got to that nickname. Because nobody actually calls their dog by their name. Like, what does Amanda call Toby?
There's a bunch of,
right.
Like, she'll call him Scrunch or, because he's kind of, because it's loose skin.
Yeah.
They're all kinds of different things. It just kind of depends on the moment.
You probably just call him Toby, right?
Or I call him, like, Sweet Prince, because that's what Peyton used to call him, Sweet Prince.
Okay.
So I've kind of adopted that. So at least once a day, I make sure to call him Sweet Prince.
Okay, that's very cute.
That's what I call Riggins.
Sweet Prince?
Because that's what his mom called him when he was little.
Good morning, Sweet Prince.
Yeah.
I am a Sweet Prince. What do you call your dog, Rob?
I don't call him anything, but like I call him baby from time to time. Well, just the one anyway.
Baby. Oh, see, Rob's got so he's a big softy. He says he doesn't like those dogs.
Just for that one.
If you call your dog baby,
he's a big softy on that one dog. He doesn't. Yeah. I call one of them baby, well, not the other.
He
one.
Says it all the time. He doesn't like those dogs. I hate those dogs. I
call but the other one a piece of you know.
So what's your dog's name? How you got to the nickname that you actually call him at the Ace TJ Show? We'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Well, I won't mention that it's National Little Red Wagon Day because after I mentioned it was also National Joe Day, Ace freaked out.
No, Little Red Wagon Day makes
you freaked
sense.
Out.
Cool. I didn't freak out. I just said it's stupid. And B, Little Red Wagon Day, that's cool. That's a thing.
It's Americana,
we're
right?
We're celebrating America, the Little Red Wagon. That's awesome.
We
National
don't celebrate.
Joe Day is just dumb.
No celebrating of Joes.
Exactly. Was a Little Red Wagon before your time? That was way before y'all's time.
Yeah, yeah. I never had a wagon like that. Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of it. I just don't think anybody actually has them. So we're talking about your dogs and your dog's name or your pet's name and the name you actually call them and how you made that progression. Now, TJ, you had a dog named
Dutch after Ronald Reagan.
I was gonna call him Doodle. Dutch. And mm-hmm. Did you call him Dutch or did you call him Reagan or something like that?
No, Dutch most of the time because it was such a cool name.
You really like
it. Yeah, him. My kids called him Dutchie.
Dutchie.
Yeah.
Like past the Dutchie?
Right. And then I would say, stop calling him that. He's named after Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was not called Dutchie. He was called Dutch.
Yeah.
Was that a nickname for Ronald Reagan?
No, his real name was Dutch. Ronald was what the family called him because he was fat as a baby.
Remember that song?
And you know what, Rob? Ace's nickname as well. It's on his birth certificate.
Yeah. Right, fine. Thanks. Sorry I asked a question.
You will get punished for it.
They called him Ronald, but you're telling me his real name was Dutch?
At the Ace TJ Show, what's your dog's name? Or your pet's name, sorry. I don't want to alienate anyone. What's your pet's name and what's the name you actually call him? Michael. Said we have a cat named Willow Grace, but we call her Mrs. Fluffy or Nuggets. I like that.
Okay.
She's married. That's good.
Mm-hmm. There's so many of these. We've got like 100 of them already. Sarah said Chester. It's my cat. And every time I see him, I say, there's my kitty best friend.
I love these. I don't know the reason for them, but Meredith calls them either her BFF or... Big Stink and Little Stink is the other one she calls them.
Big Stink and Little Stink?
Yeah.
I love that.
And then she shortens it sometimes to LS. Oh my gosh, hello, LS.
And she sings happy birthday to him every day, right?
Or whistles it. I think she started whistling it, hoping I wouldn't recognize what the song was. Because every time she does, I go, it's not their birthday.
You don't know.
But you don't know when their birthday is because they're mongrels, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm. So that means, but 2 days a year, she's going to be right.
Well, we never know. Or they could have been born on the same day.
Yeah.
That's right. Big Stink, Little Stink. I love that.
BS and LS.
Yeah. Jennifer doesn't even mention the dog's name. She just said there were complications after his neutering that made his area swollen. So we would check it and ask him, how are your Frankenbeans? So now we just, his official name is Frankie Beans. I like that. I do like that a lot. So there's so many funny ones. If you've got one, please share a picture with your animal too at the Ace TJ Show on social media. We'd love to see them. And then we're going to do Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So they have called off rescue efforts after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse the other day. So six construction workers are now presumed dead. They were able to rescue two people that were on the bridge working.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I think so.
They did, you know, the ship managed to send a mayday signal that they were having power troubles and had lost steering, and they were able to stop people and keep them off that bridge. But those six construction workers were filling a pothole on the bridge, potholes on the bridge. It's horrible. Just a 150-foot drop into the water in the dark.
Yeah.
You with just, no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
And then my question yesterday of how many people have no clue who Francis Scott Key was. It was one of the most Googled searches. One of the most searched topics yesterday was who was Francis Scott Key.
Really?
Yeah.
That is pretty incredible.
He wrote the Star Spangled Banner, if you don't know.
Yeah.
He was an attorney.
And many other great songs.
He was a slip and fall lawyer.
865 million dollars. That is the Powerball jackpot that is up for grabs just one day after someone in New Jersey won over $1 billion. So I can't wait to see how many Greek statues they're going to be putting outside their house. That's what they do in New Jersey. That's what I've heard. So $865 million up for grabs tonight. Get your ticket now. If you go see a Yankees game this year, you're going to have an elevated menu to choose from. They've got deep fried meatballs that they say are better than your grandmother's. Now, saying that, where do they play? In the Bronx? Are the Yankees in the Bronx? Yeah. Saying they're better than your grandma's meatballs, those are fighting words. They also have...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's grandpa's, not grandma's. So... Must be a typo.
And they also have, now this one's a little weird, but it sounds delicious. Filet mignon tater tots.
Okay.
I mean, who's going to argue having a little bit of filet mignon with your tater tots? I'm not.
They're probably going to be out of my price range when I go to the game, but that doesn't sound bad. I'd try that.
Ace is a guy who's always touted the steak bites.
Yeah.
Bag of steak or whatever you were calling it.
Is it like a tacho type situation?
I got a feeling probably.
Anything you get, like a cup of steak, is never a bad idea.
Absolutely. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
He made a mistake. It was an accident. He didn't mean for it to happen. Oh, but as accidents go, there's a guy who has done the worst thing ever to his fiance. Not intentionally, but wait until you hear the little mistake that he made. It's bad. And going viral next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is the Ace & TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
If you have ever been a bride, you know the moment you find the wedding dress, that is a huge part of the experience. That's the dress you will remember every day for the rest of your life. And everything is built around the dress. Say yes to the dress. It's everything. Well, there's a bride in Australia. Her name is Lyndall Kane. She found a wedding dress. And then, well, let's let her explain exactly what happened to her wedding dress and the tiny mistake that her fiancé made.
Don't know why the dress was in the car. That wasn't me. As he moved the stuff to put the storage in the car, put the dress on top of the car to not crush it, and then proceeded to drive off. I guess I can replace the dress, but it's just more the frustration of the situation.
The dress was on the top of the car, and he drove away. Ooh. And guess what? Nobody knows where the dress is now. Now, a couple of things, a little bit of good news. The dress is in a box, so it might be okay. But as of the last, they haven't found the dress yet. They all went back and walked down the side of the highway. No luck finding the dress. His name is Tom. She posted about it on Facebook. And when she posted it, she posted that Tom, quote, all caps, stupidly left the package on the roof, end quote.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
She could have been wearing it.
Yep.
And why is he handling the wedding dress anyway?
Well,
that's not his business.
But again, that's what she wondered, because she said the box was in the car. I don't know why it was in the car. So she doesn't know exactly why it was in the car either. Now, she said he's really upset, and she joked it'll at least make for a very good speech at the wedding. Plus, they still have time to replace it because they're not getting married until February. But it was a little over $2,000, and it is now gone. Just imagine that moment that you pick out that wedding dress means everything. And then a couple days later, it's, your fiance drives off and loses it.
Ugly woman?
Oh, God. No.
She seems like she'd be ugly.
Okay. I don't even want to know why.
That's not that question.
I just picture her being, you know, from out in the bush or something, because she's Australian.
Okay.
Right or wrong, it's just what I'm picturing.
Doesn't appear to be the case. You didn't win the lottery. But there's a fun Would You Rather coming up next that relates to it. Let's see.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So the Mega Millions last night was 1.1 million. The Powerball, and there was one winner in New Jersey. The Powerball tonight is 862 million or something like that?
865.
865. And what's the lump sum payment you get out of that?
471, I want to say.
All right, now there's a fun Would You Rather going around on Reddit that is blown up. I am fascinated by the answer to this question. So There's a, by the way, there was one guy in Southern California that spent $600 on Mega Millions tickets.
Because he knows only California people are going to win.
Yeah. But here's the fun hypothetical that started circulating on Reddit. Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance at winning $1 billion? So there is a 3 out of 4 chance that you're going to win $1 billion, or you're guaranteed $1 million. Which one are you taking?
The million.
Yeah. Tax-free.
For argument's sake, let's say yes.
You're clearing $1 million.
Yeah, I'd probably take the million at this point.
There's no doubt about it. I would take the million. I would have to take the million right now.
Yeah. Because I needs that money.
So
get my yard done.
Surprisingly, most people said they'd roll the dice. 48% said they would. They polled 1,500 people. 48% said they would take the guaranteed money. It wasn't $1 billion. It was $100 billion. What does it matter? Billion, hundred billion doesn't make a difference. 52% of the people said they would risk it and go for the big money.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of bread.
But instantly, $1 million. Well, you're 37, Riggins?
36.
36. $1 million today. You just put that away. You're done. You're secure for life.
$1 million bucks? Yeah. Not in this, not in Joe Biden's economy.
Well, if you invest it, I'm saying you invest that money and it makes money for you, and in 20 years you're golden.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could flip that and turn it into 50 grand in a day.
That's right. Of course.
All in that yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think of all the lottery tickets you could buy.
Yeah.
You win $1 million. Yeah. I was just surprised.
You can buy half a million.
52% of people said they would roll the dice. But it is a 75% chance that you win the billion. But
100 billion. Yeah. That's crazy.
But either way, there's still a 25% chance you don't. And at this point, I would have to take the guaranteed money.
Yeah. But would you want to roll the dice?
Oh, yeah, I'd want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, you'd want to, but it just doesn't seem to make any sense.
Yeah.
You
know?
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. More next. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So we've got a couple of new things going on. TJ's podcast airs every day live on our app at 10 Eastern. You can get it as a podcast. And then at 3 Eastern on our app, you can hear the Ace and Friends show with my friends Riggins and Tech D Rob. And today, confirmed yesterday, the return of Paranormal Piper from Pineville. That's my sister. Did you know, TJ, the last time she was on, she said that she's got this thing she can do now where we're going to get into this more today, but apparently she will take an egg and roll it up and down my arm, across my shoulders, down my other arm. Then she cracks the egg, fries it, and after 20 minutes, she can read the yolk of the egg.
She fries an egg for 20 minutes?
Whatever.
She reads the yolk.
And then she can read the yolk of the egg to tell me what I need to work on in my life, how my life could improve, areas my life could improve. And I was like, well, you don't even need the egg. I can tell you all my areas of my life need improvement.
Yeah, but what if she tried to tell you? You wouldn't take that so well. So she's got to disguise it in some kind of a crazy, you know, yolk reading.
Yeah.
You know, it's because if she just came to you and said, Dave, you know what? I've been thinking, and you need to do this, this, and this, and this to better your life. You'd be like, get out of here.
Yeah, I would probably respond.
But when the yolk's on you.
Yeah, let me tell you what you need to do to improve your life.
The yolk says you need more money.
Yeah.
That yolk saying, hey, you fried me too long, way too long. 20 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
She didn't say fry. That's your own spin off.
I thought you got to fry the egg. I thought that's what she said.
No, she rolls the egg over you. I'm acting like this is like there's a science behind it. And I'm like, no, that's not what she said. She rolls the egg.
I thought she did say she fried
it. No, she doesn't fry it. She just cracks it after rolling it all over you and then reads the yolk like tea leaves.
Oh, well, I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
Until now.
Yeah, I'm trying
now
to
that you've explained it right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No frying the egg.
This says you had a child recently.
So she said, What do you want to talk about? I was like, just we'll figure it out. Don't prep.
Yeah, just, you just go.
Let's just go.
She's got a lot of stuff to talk about.
She does. It's a lot of paranormal stuff and searching for ghosts and just life in general.
Seeing beyond the veil.
Yeah.
But how many guys around Pineville, Louisiana are, you know, perverts going to try to pay to have her roll an egg all over them?
Oh, God.
It's possible.
Pull it on me.
Slowly.
Yeah, so that's today, 3 Eastern on the Ace and TJ app if you want to check it out.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.